Okay, we're back now with Maskenama football coach Gavin Monagle. Coach, welcome back. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, good. Do you have your voice back yet?
No, not really. It's going on a little bit, but it's part of the fall, you know.
Coach, you got to tell me about this one. I mean, you guys are 4-0 now, and I was at the Marblehead at Peabody game, and the public address announcer kept us up with scores, you know, running scores, out-of-town scores, as he called them. And your score, back and forth we go, and it was like, holy rollies. Then we talked with the, we got the Salem News podcast coming up tomorrow with the Salem News sports writers, and Phil Stacey was saying how this thing came down to a last-second thing. Coach, you got to give me a recap on this one. What was the whole thing like, and what were some of the key points?
Like a tennis match. You know, back and forth and back and forth. You've seen it. Kids go up and down the field. I mean, both offenses were, you know, good offenses. I mean, we knew going into it, it was going to be, you know, challenging to slow them down a little bit. You know, they've been putting up some pretty good points there. You know, we busted one early with Matt Nadworny. Busted a little trap up the middle. By the way, both offenses are very similar too, like the same kind of double wing T style of offense. And he busted one. They came back, went down the field. They put one up. They stopped us. Then they busted a trap very similar to the one we did. And, you know, kid busted it for like 60-plus yards. And just before half, they put one up. So I think we're down by a few at halftime. But, you know, it's one of those games where you say, we got to stop them. We can stop them once. We know we can score. And I think they probably felt the same thing. And then I think the second half, we did stop them. They put only one up in the second half. But then it came to, like, you know, right down the end, like, you know, in the fourth period, a fourth and short, and they stopped us by, like, an inch, you know, on probably a little 45. And then they drove down to, like, our 22, and we stopped them on a fourth down and short, and then we got that final drive capped off with Sam Nadworny's nice little run into the end zone. And so it was pretty exciting. I had like 40 seconds to go, and then we just hung on for the next 40 seconds because nobody knew what would happen.
Right. I know the boys.
Gave 2 minutes, it could have been trouble.
What the last drive? How did? What were the plays? I mean, how, after a complete game like that, you're at the end of it, and you've played 47 minutes or so. Do you kind of know? You know, what can work and what you might not want to call?
Yeah, we do have ideas what can work. While we're running plays, that was the problem, though, because we're running out of time. And we needed chunks, and we were able to get a few chunks. And then we needed a couple pass plays. And we were able to hit Owen Barrett a couple times to keep the drive going on some quick little passes just to kind of keep it going a little bit, get to the outside a little bit. And then came back to some more running plays. So we did sprinkle our run game in there with a few pass plays, and we were able to get the chunks that we needed. Sammy broke, I think it was like a 7 or 8 yard run maybe to get to the end zone, and that was huge. We didn't have any timeouts left either, so we're kind of just, you know, we didn't have any plays left. If that didn't get in, you know, maybe two more plays left, you know, depending on.
Were you able to enjoy the it's probably a stupid question, but were you able to enjoy the moment? Because every place I've been to so far this year, Gavin, it's been packed. I mean, the people, they're ringing, it looks like Thanksgiving Day games.
It's great. No, it's same here. It's been great. Started at Newburyport. I was stunned. Like, it was pretty cool. You know, something happened in the crowd. We'd scored this, and I couldn't believe the crowd that was up there for us. And then, they scored, and it was like, the crowd was great there, it was great at Peabody, it was great at Winchester, and we had a great crowd ourselves. Beverly brought a ton of kids over themselves, so it was a great atmosphere for high school football.
Coach, this is Tim.
Hey, Tim.
How much of an advantage is it, as you mentioned, you basically run the exact same offense. Can you over-prepare or, in a way, under-prepare to play defense against it?
Well, you know, it comes down to execution. You know, we can practice it, and we, you know, I'm sure they knew what we were doing, and I think we just executed pretty good. Both teams executed, I think, their offenses really good. So, you know, we we had some ideas preparing for it. We went to plans B and C to try to slow him down the second half. I think, like I said, the second half we were able to keep him out of the end zone a little bit more. They threw the ball a couple times and got in, which, made some big completions to keep it going. And they definitely did some things to stop us at times. So we had to go to plans B and C a couple times on offense. So I think we did that both have to counter each other a few times. I think we both knew what each other was trying to do. And like I said, if we went 2 or 3 more minutes, who knows what would have happened.
One of the things that I talk to Jeff every week, and he was looking for some consistency because, they scored big, then they didn't score, then they scored big, and he wasn't sure whether Jekyll or Hyde was going to show up on Friday night. Once they get the hang of this wing T, he's got enough skilled players there to be very consistent in the number of points that they're going to put on the board, and it's just a matter of their defense finding a way to be consistent and keep the other guys out of the end zone.
Yeah, I could see that. I think they're getting to be very consistent. I saw the North Andover game they had was the one where they didn't put up many points, but that happens once in a while. They had a couple turnovers in there. They lost like at least two series. Two possessions on one was on a kick return. They fumbled it. It was like an onside, but they didn't recover it, and then they did fumble away something else. So they did lose a couple series out of the get-go, and North Andover really worked the clock pretty good, too. So it happens sometimes. It happens sometimes. But you can see that there are other games that they've got it going pretty good.
Coach, the Nadworthy boys got some ink in the papers, and the skill players always do. I don't know why they call them skill players. Your guys up front, tell me about some guys who did it up front for you.
We got a great group up front. Danny Ganji is one of our, he's our center. He's the kid who's been there as long as he started last year as a junior. Will Magnifico's one of our guards there, with Jeff Papalato, and we got Canada Hunt as one of our tackles, and Albie LaVita is the other tackle. So between those guys there, they do a super job overall. Like I said, only one of them had experience from last year. We had to convert a couple kids here and there. Eric Seabach and Tyler McMahon play tight end. They do a super job as well. Mm-hmm. We got pretty good speed. Last year we had some big guys. This year I think it's more speed on the line, and I think it goes well with this offense. And like I mentioned, Dylan Barrett before as a super kid, who's kind of a go-to guy, catching the ball. We've got some pretty good skill guys, which, that helps scoring points. You really can't score points if you don't have
the North
good line.
The North Division, man, it's loaded. And you have played the Iron already, and now you got Marblehead coming in.
No, that's crazy. I know, as happy as you can be on Friday night, the reality sets in on Saturday. You're playing one of the top programs in the state, year after year, too. They're tremendous. And, so reality did set in. We definitely enjoyed it. But reality is we're playing these guys, and they Washington State, they're a special team. They do everything well. Their line's super. They got skill guys. Defensively, they got a great scheme. They run to the ball. They really very disciplined program. Fun to watch. They're not playing, it's fun to watch. It's good, solid football all the way through. They hit, they're physical, they're finesse. They are a fun team to watch. So, we have our hands full. We saw them a couple times last year firsthand, they've always been as good as advertised. So, we're just going to give it our best and just try to get better than we did last year.
You don't need any locker room quotes from the newspapers posted up there, do you?
No. The kids are excited. About it. Nobody, wants to lose, that's for sure, and they beat us a couple times, and they're good. They're really, really good. It takes more than just wanting to, though. They have a lot of skill, and it's they work hard, and they're a strong program. They right now, I think, going in the state. I know what show that number's at, but I believe they are, that's them right now, so. They're also in our division two and division three.
Right.
So it's,
Well, yeah, there is that, and somewhere along the line, I'm not ready for it yet, but I gotta ask coaches about this system, this playoff system, because I don't understand it. But I'm gonna wait a few more weeks before I get into that.
Yeah, we'll play out a little bit, see what happens.
Okay.
But it's interesting.
That's great. Well, go ahead, Tim.
Coach, I gotta ask. It's a little far afield. Endicott football.
Yeah.
Has been so consistent over, I don't know, close to the last decade. Not a big school. You know, all of us of a certain age remember when it was an all-girls school.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. That age, yeah.
Yep.
But they have certainly come on and created such an athletic atmosphere over there. And the football team, year after year, is just so competitive. And they really fly under the radar of North Shore Sports.
Yeah, they do. Paul McGonigal's the coach over there. He's a great guy, super guy. And I think he just attracts players, his personality, he's smart, he's just really likable, coach, and excellent coach. He knows his football inside out. I've had the good fortune to work with him over the years at camps, and, he's done some local camps here for us at, in the Tri-Town, super, super guy. So I think he deserves a lot of credit with the football, but they definitely, even before he got there, they did start building it up, and they did a nice job building there, you know, all the facilities are really top notch. You know, Paul has a 7-on-7 there in the summertime. He invites a lot of North Shore schools to go there. We went there the past couple of years. It's been great. He really does a super job there.
And they're able to.
It's nice.
I got my wife and I. We got married there on the in the chapel.
Oh. And, I thought you were going to say on the football field. Okay.
Well, I would have done the baseball diamond on the pitch.
Oh, okay.
Myself, but,
yeah. Okay.
But the previous coach, and I'm sure it's the same way now, they attract a lot of kids from out of state to come there.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had some trainers. They have a good training program over there. They're all from out of state who end up with us for a year or two, you know. And I know on the North Shore they have a lot of kids from Endicott who do that as well. Yeah, it really is a you know, hidden gem sort of right here on the North Shore. It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Just go there. It's gorgeous, you know. So I think other people from our part, we might take the North Shore for granted too, and that could be it, but other people come to the North Shore and see like a campus like Endicott, like, can't believe it, right? How many colleges have a campus like this, right in the ocean, you know?
Yeah, and they keep adding to it. It's like, where does their land end? You know?
It's in the Atlantic Ocean.
All right,
all right, Coach, it's great. You got a big one this week, and this is what it's all about. And keep the crowds coming in, man. This is good stuff.
No, it's great seeing the crowd. I agree with you there. It's super just seeing the kids coming, and they've been great. So, hey, appreciate all your support, though, guys.
Thank you. It's fun, Coach. We'll talk to you later. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Coach.
All right,
thanks for taking the time.
Bye, guys.
Very good. Gavin Monaco.